Well, here I am on the other side. Ruthie, I'm really glad that things are finally getting sort of settled for our trip. And, it seems really weird that you finally know an airlines that you're probably going to go on, and that you have a time that you're going to leave and a time that you're going to arrive. It's just hard to believe. It just makes the trip seem so much closer. I think that if you write Cleo, and of course, if they don't think out on the trip, which is of course a possibility, you know, now that Pat's been home for 30 days, she may not want to make a trip to Hong Kong. But who cares, you know? At least, even if you come by yourself, I sure wouldn't want you to miss the trip. By the way, one of the nurses just got back from Hong Kong. She stayed at the President Hotel, and she said it was one of the greatest times she's ever had in her entire life. She just was ecstatic about it. So anyway, I would just go ahead and make a reservation on Japan Airlines. Why don't you charge it on Bank AmeriCard and pick up the tickets just a couple of weeks ahead of time, so then you won't have to pay for them until about the 15th or 20th of April. And by then, I will have another paycheck, and I can send you that whole paycheck to pay for the tickets. But you do whatever you want. I'll be sending you some money in a few days. I still haven't got confirmation of my check being deposited, you know, my paycheck, in the bank. And as soon as I do, we'll send you a check, and I'm sure you'll have it by the end of this month. So don't worry about that. I'm glad you agree about not changing on the 21st, and of course you'll be there 21st, and I'll be there the 22nd. That's the way I'm planning it, so that you'll have one night by yourself just to rest, which I think is the best thing to do. You know, when you get to Hong Kong, all you do is just get off the plane, and they'll take you right to the Hilton Hotel. Why don't you check about the reservations? I think it'd be much easier for you to make reservations than it would for me. I would go ahead and make them for 7 nights. I'm not sure I'll be able to stay that long. But I'll check within the next couple of days and let you know exactly how long I'll stay, so that you can make your plans accordingly as far as the return flight. I think that you probably won't want to stay there after I have left, so I'll probably see you off on the flight whenever it leaves, and then leave myself the following day. I guess I told you I did get the knives and the frisbee, and thank you very much. By the way, I did get several pictures scribbled by Jeffrey. I got one today that was postmarked the 6th, and thank him very much. I just love the picture. Well, the one I got today looks like a tracing of one of those pictures that Bobby made for Gary. It says "Welcome Home, Gary" on it, and it's very cute. But I did get I got two letters one day last week. I think I wrote you and told you, and they really are great, and I really enjoy hearing from the boys. I'm surprised Gary hasn't written me more often, and I really wish he would. I'll write Jeffrey a letter maybe tonight. Oh, I got a nice care package from the Germanos today. What a surprise that was. And I got a little note from them that says, "Happy New Year. Here are a few goodies that I set aside in the freezer marked for Howard that I baked during the holiday season. We hope they will give you as much pleasure in receiving them as they did in our sending them. Trust you are well. Let us hear our best wishes, Diana, Sarah Mack, Brian, and Amy." They sure are great people. They sent some cookies and some date nut bread that is just out of this world. It's so soft and moist and fresh. They airmailed it here and it just got in fantastic shape. And there's also some various different like kinds of cakes, some candy, a big bag of peanuts, and also some spice cookies of some sort. Anything, anyway. Oh, I know what they were. They were just little cheese, some kind of cheese cookie. And they were just delicious. They are really wonderful people. You know, it's really something to have her go through all that trouble. I mean, after all, we were people that they only knew for a year. And the chances of us seeing them are fairly remote. But for them to take the effort to think of me that way is just marvelous. Of course, I will write them a letter and thank them very much. Well, I just moved outside under the stars so I could talk a little bit more. I've just answered your two letters, told you about the Germanos, narrated a bunch of slides, and after all I've said, I still have two-thirds of a side of a tape left. These tapes are, of course, I guess they're half-hour tapes, and it's really hard to sit down and just talk by myself for a half hour because I really run out of things to talk about. My day's been about the same. Was first called today and spent the majority of the day in the operating room, but really wasn't too busy. I've been very tired lately and been trying to get to sleep early, but it seems like I get in bed and I stay up reading until about 1 a.m. every night. Of course, I've been lucky enough to be able to sleep until about 8:30 or 9 in the morning, so it hasn't been too bad. I guess I told you I'm reading these books that Bobby sent me, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, and they really are fascinating. You know, for a fairy tale, which would seem ridiculous for an adult to read, you know, this book I'm reading now is 1,000 pages or 1,100 pages, so it's obviously wasn't written for kids. And I'm really enjoying them. They're just fascinating tales, just so vividly told, and they just seem so real. Even though they are about elves and dwarves and trolls and all kinds of weird things. But it's really a frightening book, too. Maybe I'll try dictating or talking about the first book I read called The Hobbit. I think that it'll probably take me about 20 tapes, though, to tape it. And I think it just may be a little bit too long. I'll probably just save the book and bring it home with me and read it to the kids when I have a lot of time. But we'll see. Ruthie, I'm hoping that you do send me a book of children's stories that I can read. And I think the boys would enjoy that very much. By the way, has Jules said anything about the stereo equipment he wants or what he wants us to get for him? What I'm going to do is when we go to Hong Kong, I'm going to get about 20 copies of orders for some guy going home. And what you can do is you can, when you go to the APO, which is the Armed Forces Post Office, and when you mail a package home, all you do is you enclose those orders for a guy to be transferred home, and you mail the package to him in care of our house, and just write in the package PCS, which is permanent change of station orders enclosed, and you don't have to pay the duty. Apparently most of the guys do this. Now several of the fellas have sent their stuff home, just mailed it through the APO, and have not had to pay any duty anyway. But the law states you're supposed to pay it, but apparently it's up to the local postmaster as to whether he'll check the package or not. So to play it safe, I'm going to try to get somebody's orders, and that way when I buy my stereo equipment, I won't have to bring it with me here to Vietnam. I'll just mail it right on home, because if I buy it in March and then have to bring it here and store it, it's liable to get ruined, and it'd be silly to do that. So if Jules wants anything, let him go through that catalog, and those are the usual things that the guys buy, either the Kenwood or the Sansui or the Pioneer equipment. And although the speakers I'm going to buy, I think I'm going to order through a company in the United States, Acoustic Research, and if he wants any speakers, they're called AR speakers. I can get them at quite a discount. Of course, I can also get Fisher products at a discount. So if you want some of those, I'll try to get the catalog of those. They're so much more expensive than the Japanese equipment, though I can't see buying them. You might as well ask my mother what she wants, too, and she may want some china or something. And of course, as long as it's under $50, anything can be sent home as a present without duty. At least I can send it without duty. But if I get these PCS orders, there's no problem sending as much as I want home. As I said before, I'm planning on you spending boku money, boku meaning a lot of money, on clothes and things. So don't buy anything nice until you get there. You know, of course, all our woolen goods and cashmere coats. I'm sure you need a brand new coat by now, and they have fantastic cashmere coats. In fact, you may want to even get one for Shirley. Plan on spending a lot on things for yourself because you need it. And I'm planning on also buying a lot of clothes myself. You know, the suits are so beautiful and so reasonable. And I sure need I'm going to need several suits for work. So I'll probably buy 3 or 4 suits while I'm there. Of course, a lot of slacks and things. And other things you can get are like handmade shoes and all kinds of goodies. So I just think we're just going to have a fantastic time. You know, us, we tend to get bored in about 2 days at a place. But with all the fantastic shopping in Hong Kong, I just know we're not going to get bored. And with all the sightseeing and everything. So it just sounds like a fantastic trip, and I'm really looking forward to it. Well, honey, I really can't think of anything more to say right now. Just remember that money's going to be on the way at the end of this month for you as soon as I get the confirmation of the deposit of my check. And then I'll go ahead and mail you a check, probably for about $300. If you need more than $300, let me know. Then let me know what you need for March, for end of February, and I'll send you a check in towards the middle of February. So try to figure out your finances and what you're going to need monthly to live on, plus, you know, whatever clothes or entertainment or anything else you need, and estimate a couple hundred dollars over. Let me know what you figure your budget is, and including food and clothes and anything, as much money as you think you're going to need, and then I'll send you at least that and probably more. But give me some idea, and you don't have to be very accurate, and don't get upset because you have to write all these things down, but just take a gross estimate, and of course estimate high, and just give me an idea of how much money you want me to send you. Because I want to keep some money in the checking account even after I leave here, you know, for Hawaii, so I'll have some money in case I get stuck somewhere and have to buy my own ticket, or just so that I have some money to in the bank when I get to Hawaii. So, but I won't need very much, you know. I need maybe $200 or $300. Of course, I'd like to have some money in case there's something else in the PX I want to buy, but. You let me know how much your budget's going to be for every month, and then also figure in what our bills are going to be, like the insurance that comes up in June, and any of the expenses, the big expenses that you have written down in your book that are going to come up between now and September. Just include those, and then I'll tell me which months they are, and I'll make sure that I send you extra money to cover those for that month. Okay? So, anyway, I'm going to say goodbye right now, and I'm going to put this in the mail tonight. And I love you very much, and of course, I'm getting real excited about Hong Kong. And I'll write you again tomorrow. Love, love.